Clarinet saxophone, can you give me more on those 16th notes there?
It's a Monday afternoon, and John West is rehearsing a wind and brass ensemble at Western Carolina University. West had already been teaching here about 15 years when most of these students were born.
Just a tiny bit early on that last lick. Dee-da, three. Da-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-da. Wait for that, all right? Beautiful playing through there. Well, let's start right at measure 56, please.
On the eve of his retirement after 35 years at the university, Wes said his job has evolved beyond teaching and conducting.
I've gone from starting off as kind of the older brother type to the father type, and now I'm the grandfather type. So yeah, I'd like to think that my students have respect for me and they come to me for advice, not just music advice, but personal advice as well.
West grew up on Florida's East Coast and considered studying the sciences while at the University of South Florida. That changed with some encouragement from the school's music director.
I always enjoyed playing music, and the better player I got and the more I learned about music, the more I got into it and realized that this was something that was vital to my being. With each of these possible careers, gosh, do I want to do this for the next 40 or 45 years? And music was kind of the only thing that said, yeah, I do.
West was just 3.5 years out of high school when he landed a job teaching music at his alma mater. Once he earned his doctorate, Western was the first university to offer him a tenure-track position.
When I came here, I had no idea that I would stay here the rest of my career. I would not have bet on that.
West began at Western as a saxophone instructor, marching band director, and director of the band program, a heavy workload at a time when there were about 60 music majors at the university. Today, West said there are about 4 times as many music majors, while the staff has only doubled.
The quality of the typical incoming student has gotten much better. The ensembles that we have, I think, have gotten steadily better over the years. And I also think that I've gotten better, both in teaching and conducting.
Some of that improvement, he said, has come in areas they don't teach about at music schools.
Band directors are counselors. Ask any of them. They know that that's a big part of their job. You may kind of be on the other end of that as a student and realize that you need to go to your band director for advice. But when the tables are turned, that's when you realize that's a big part of your job.
Recruiting students has long been a vital part of West's work, and a more challenging one for a university with limited financial resources.
If a trumpet player comes and has a lesson with our trumpet teacher, they make a personal connection. And if that clicks, then that student is very likely to come here.
West didn't surprise anyone with his retirement. It's been 5 years in the planning, and he'll go out the way he came in.
I got this baton when I was a graduate student at Florida State. And I've conducted every performance at Western Carolina University with this baton for 35 years. It's been lost twice, but it found its way back to me. And now I make batons. Now that's my hobby, is I make batons. But I still use this one because I'm sentimental about it.
West and his baton take the podium for a final time March 28th in a concert at the university's Coulter Building. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.